Alex. Her hair is dark brown, sort of. A dark brown that lightens steadily so that by the time your eyes reach the end of it, it's nearly gone blonde. Ombre. It's got a subtle wave to it, an understated wave, so you're not really sure if it's a wave at all or if it's just wind-blown, the hair that sits below the shoulders. Brown hair to accompany the brown eyes, which, like the hair, seem to change colors the longer I stare. She arrives alone, holding the door for a couple of old fogies who follow on the heels of her overpriced Uggs. She steps back and waits while they're seated, though it was clearly she who arrived first. She stands there in the entranceway, somehow looking sure and not so sure all at the same time. Her stance is that of aplomb, upright posture, nothing fidgety or twitchy, simply waiting her turn. But her eyes are aimless. I've never seen her around here before, but for years now I've been imagining she would come. When it's her turn, she's seated at a table beside the window so she can watch the same predictable customers who come and go and come and go, though it goes without saying that they're anything but predictable to her. I watch as she slips from a black and white checkered peacoat. There's a marled black beanie on her head. She removes the hat and drops it on an empty brown banquette chair beside her canvas bag. Then she peels a knitted scarf from around her neck and drops that, too, on the chair. She's petite, though not like those uber-skinny models you see on the fashion magazines and the grocery store lines. No, not like that. She's not pin-thin, but her build is slight. More short than tall, more skinny than not skinny. But still not short and not skinny either. Just average or normal, I guess. But she's really not any of those things either. Beneath the peacoat and the beanie and the scarf, there's a pair of jeans with the Uggs. And a hoodie. Blue. With pockets. Outside, day has broken.